So I go and I go straight into a tree. Like, that's where I go. And I was like, bro, this is so embarrassing because the first thing I do, like, that's the first thing we did. I went to Cancun and everybody that goes to Cancun, I never heard nobody talk about coyotes. Like, what do they do over there?
So you're talking about the coyotes that bring the people across the border?
I was like,
is that what you want to do? Is that how you want to get back home?
hello guys, and welcome back to two random girls. I forgot our name for a second. No, we're gonna have to pick up the energy. We cannot. This is a good. We have really good content for this video, but the energy is a little low.
Well, I'm gonna see what I could do for y'all.
Yeah, she has some problems. I'm on my lady days, and since we've been in Cancun for so long together, and since we spend almost every minute of the days together, I'm synced with her. So,
Yeah.
yeah. Sorry, one second. This tastes really good.
It's so yummy. It's like the perfect, it's not like too sweet, because sometimes when you put too much honey, it gets like too honey taste.
Like,
It's
it's
perfect.
perfect. The cinnamon and the honey combination.
Combination. Exactly.
Oh, I took the autofocus off. So for the
Shout out to that
person,
guy.
yeah, thank you very much. But also, if you left a mean comment, please like DM us or something. I really want to know what you
Yeah, I
said.
want to know what you said too.
It was deleted. I don't know if you deleted it, if it was a mean comment, and YouTube deleted it to not hurt us our feelings, but we're really like curious on what was said.
Yeah, I want to know what's that.
We had a couple conspiracies.
We say we thought it was again.
That he it, we were like, imagine he was like, oh, their
Oh,
voices,
yeah.
something like that.
Right.
Oh God, I'm dead. I'm also trying out the new thing of holding the mic. I'm gonna see if I like it this video. If I don't like it, then I'll just stick to the what's normal, but so far I'm liking it.
Honestly, you're so loud in my ears right now, and then like I hear
Yeah,
you so loud, and when I talk,
it's a little low.
it's like
Oh,
low.
now that I put both of the headphones on, I'm super low.
What's that mean?
Because I had it like this,
Oh, is that
so
usually how you were?
no, but I was like, this is a cool thing, but this is how I usually wear it.
Hmm.
But I wasn't hearing how loud I actually am.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're
Yeah,
really loud in my ears.
no, and it's really good. And when I was editing it and I grabbed the mic, there was a much difference.
Yeah, there is, but I was watching it, very much of a difference.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try. No, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna just keep on chilling with this. I mean, I was gonna do this one,
I was like, bro,
it's
that's so
heavy.
heavy. No, and honestly, like, this is not heavy.
Yeah, I just feel like you will feel it. You know what I mean? Like in your hands.
Oh, like, I actively have to be
Yeah,
holding
you
it up.
actually have to be
Yeah,
holding it up.
that
That's like the
is
only
true.
thing.
Yeah, and it's good to be chilling. Like, I remember I usually am like this, but low key, like, I'm liking that this makes me feel like
You
I
have a
have to
purpose.
talk. Yeah, like, I have a purpose to be here, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, that's. Oh. Oh my God, that was gonna be
Sounded
bad.
so bad.
Okay, let's introduce ourselves.
Oh shoot. My name is Chelsea.
My name's
And
Angelica.
together we're
Two random
two random
girls. Bye. So today we're gonna be talking about our Cancun trip, and I'm gonna insert like a couple videos that I recorded throughout the time there. Let's just get into it.
Yeah.
I'm crying.
Okay, guys. So, first day of our Cancun trip, we landed
Well, that's a good
pretty
way to start,
early.
yeah.
Yeah, we landed pretty early. I would say it was like what 10?
Yeah.
This was an early flight. We got there at 6 a.m. We didn't sleep. I mean, I don't know. I think Angela got a little
I
sleep.
got like 3 hours, and Chelsea literally
Got none.
none. And I don't think you slept on the plane either.
No, I think I did sleep.
Let's start there. Remember, we have a complaint to make.
Oh my God, can you believe they didn't sit us together on the flight? We bought the tickets together and we were scared. First of all, these airlines are insane. They're charging you for breathing. They're charging you if you look at them the wrong way. They're gonna charge They charge you money for everything.
Yeah,
So they give us the most basic. Okay, we pay for the most
that's
basic
true.
flight.
But
Why do we even
usually,
have that? Why is there even such a tier so low?
yeah,
Like, can we talk about that? Why is that a thing? It shouldn't be a thing. I think regular basic economy should be
no. And when we were
normal.
growing up, that
That was.
basic, it was just basic
You
economy.
got a carry-on? You got your personal bag? You go into the
That's
flight. These
it.
people said, F you. You want to come into this thing? You could only bring a carry-on bag and you can't choose your seat. we're gonna do whatever we want with you.
Yeah, literally.
If they could put us on the freaking wing of the plane, they would put us on the wing.
They would put us with the luggage.
They would put us on the luggage. They would put us in the freaking overhead bin. We're gonna be in that flight like this. If they could do that, they would.
Like, no, but that was insane because usually we, I'll be honest, I always pay for the cheapest thing because honestly, it's not really, if I had money, I would pay first class. But if I don't, it's really like, I just want to get to the place I'm trying to get at. It's already money to get to that place, yeah. You know? So I'm like, whatever. So I always pay for the cheapest one, which is never a carry-on. It's always a personal bag. That already is a hardship to like put everything in there. But somehow out of the three of us, I'm the best in doing that. And then Chelsea and Denver Bike is last. If we're rating out here. And then, so that's one of the bad things. And then the second bad thing is that, well, it wasn't ever a bad thing because it's always like, oh, we, even though you guys bought the tickets together, you will be seated together. Yeah. They always say that, but it never really happens, right? But what? Then United did it.
Oh, that they said you might not be sitting together?
Yeah.
It's a thing they say?
They always say that.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Yeah, girl. Like, every time I buy tickets for my parents, like, when we went to Colombia and things like that, I always buy the one that you don't buy your seat, but they always sit us together because of the last names or because we bought the ticket together. Yeah. And so they always sit us together. It's always been a thing. They've always said that, but they never actually go through with it. But United went through with it. Like, this girl was in... seat
13 and Chelsea was, I'm talking about some
26. Like, put me in the bathroom at that point.
Like, what?
And middle seats, guys.
Oh yeah, they gave us luckily though, one, the person who was supposed to be in the aisle seat didn't come, so eventually, yeah. I did sleep on the plane, I remember. Eventually I ended up moving, but I didn't want to move from the middle seat to the aisle because I was mad comfortable, and y'all, I was tired. I didn't sleep. And I'm pretty sure I didn't sleep, like, the night before much either.
No, you didn't sleep at all the night before.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you mean...
The night before the night before.
Okay, yeah, okay, never mind. No, yeah, and it was horrible. I was sat in the middle, and then, oh my god, I saw this thing. I think Shay Mitchell. Mm-hmm. They asked her, like, they were like, are you an aisle or a window girl? And she was like, I'm an aisle girl, because... I don't want to give somebody a lap dance every time I have to go to the bathroom. And I was like, bro, I'm dead, because I was in the middle and the girl literally gave, like, she, like, her butt was in my face. And I was like, I'm dead. I also had to admit something. I fart so much on planes.
When you're sleeping or just generally?
Like, the whole time I'm on a plane, I'm farting.
Why? Did the altitude?
Or... I don't know. I have to stop admitting these things. I'm not going to lie. The last post, like, I really didn't repost it. I didn't. Oh god, I was embarrassed. I was like, why am I telling people my, it's sometimes I have to stop this for a second. I really want to tell everybody, sometimes my poop smells like skunk. Like, it's not always. Like, I really wanted to comment that somewhere. I'm like, bro, I'm so, because Chelsea posted it while I was at the gym, and I'm like, bro, imagine this gets on somebody's feet and they look over and they're like, I know something. And I'm like, bro, this is so embarrassing. Like, I just wanted to go home. And I was like, imagine people from work, like,
oh my god, they see that,
they just know my poop smells like skunk. Like, but not always.
Everyone's poop smells like something, so you don't have to sit there and judge this girl. Who do you think you are?
Thank you so much for that. I was saying, thank you.
They can't judge you.
No, they can't. And then sometimes, honestly,
what about me? I said I smelled your poop sometimes. And I know there are people judging me for that.
We're so funny for that. Okay, so then I'll say it with my chest. I do fart a lot on plane. Okay, it's not always that, it's not every plane ride, mm-hmm. but most of the plane ride, I don't know, I always get gassy. And like,
is it because you don't eat? Usually you don't eat.
I think maybe it's because I don't eat. And then also maybe it could be the altitude. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a normal thing, but like, that Cancun.
Really?
And since I had like a blanket, no, I had my mom's poncho. Mm-hmm. I was like, I do not care. No smell was coming out. It's because usually they're not harmful. It's just like gas.
Cause not harmful is crazy.
they're not toxic. But like that, no. Honestly, the whole flight, I think I was farting.
Honestly, I'm scared to sleep on planes because I know I fart sometimes in my sleep.
Yeah.
So that's why I get scared, because I'm like.
And yeah,
sitting in the aisle. Also, this is why I don't like to sit on the aisle seat, but I ended up doing it. My mouth is always open when I sleep, and I kept waking up, bro. I was distraught because this person that was sitting across the aisle from me, I know this man was like, what is wrong with this girl? each time I got up, we just would look at each other. We would see each other. I would see him seeing me, drool all over my face. I'm waking up like this.
Oh my God.
I was so sad. And when people keep walking past you and you know that everyone sees you with your mouth open wide.
But like, honestly, they can't judge. Like, I'm an airport girl where I try to dress cute for the airport. Mm-hmm. I do. But then if I'm on the airplane, you can't judge how I look.
Yeah.
Everybody looks horrible.
Especially on early flights. If it's an afternoon thing and you were looking really crazy horrible, then maybe I'm like, damn, girl.
Really? You'll judge them?
I wouldn't judge them. Because I never dress really cute for the airport, but I don't think I ever look crazy.
No, yeah, never crazy. I honestly think you dress cute.
Like leggings, crop top, jeans.
Yeah, you dress cute.
I just don't want to wear jeans.
Yeah, that's something I do. I wear jeans.
But I want to be comfortable on the plane.
Yeah, but honestly, I wear jeans that are like stretchy, and or like bukka jeans, so they never like annoy me. But
what's sorry?
That's okay.
What's bukka jeans?
Bukka, the flare jeans.
Bukka. Oh, they said bukka. I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
Okay. First day airplane. Obviously, we got an issue with them. They didn't sit us together. It was an issue. We were so sad. First day we land, everything's so nice. We find our driver because we put the airport transfer. Mm-hmm. We get there, we check into the hotel. They're also so nice.
We were able to leave, and like the transportation was just for us too.
Oh yeah, it was just for us too. That was so nice. Individual, nicely.
Hi guys, we're in Mexico. Yeah. It's two random girls taking over. Sorry. Let's get a teeth gem in case they fall. Okay. All right, guys.
I went to the palace.
No, he was really like trying to be. Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. And then we get there, we check in, or whatever. We're able to do early check in, which is also good because we were there at like 11 o'clock. So we were there really early.
And we were supposed to check in until 3, and we were just going to change into our bathing suits and something, and then like leave our luggage there. But thank God, let's shout them out, right?
Yeah, Ryu Palace.
Peninsula. Very really good.
Beautiful. Food, crazy. We'll get there. So I end up buying $200 glasses.
No, for real. She left her glasses at home.
Bro, I left mad things. What else did I leave?
Your makeup wipes?
Oh, I left my makeup wipes. That was your actually lip gloss? Sad.
Lip balm.
Oh, yeah, I left my lip balm. I had to buy a lip balm and $200
sunglasses. Honestly, for the $200 sunglasses, she didn't have to buy them there. Yeah. But, like, low-key, I'm not going to lie, I kind of also, like, was like, go get them. Because even though I had a feeling they would sell them at the beach, but honestly, it was a good thing. Okay, honestly, no. I had a feeling we could have walked through the beach and bought sunglasses, like one of those little shops, mm-hmm. but I think I was lazy. So I was like, get them.
That's great. She made me drop $200 because she was lazy. I'm not going to lie, though. I really love the sunglasses. They were super cute.
No, and wait, they were cute. Wait, did you think
they were cute?
No, I do. Oh, I did think. No. Because I didn't think the other ones were cute. Like,
the first ones I had tried on?
Those were the first ones that you tried on, no?
No, they were the second ones.
Yeah, so that I didn't think they were cute. Those were the ones that I thought were cute. Like, if she wasn't going to get them, mm-hmm. I was like, no. But, like, no, there was also another pair, like, I think, yeah, that I told you. But you didn't like them, right?
No, I didn't get to try them on, I think. Oh. He was going to get them, and I was just like, yeah.
No, and those were really cute. Maybe, I think I have pictures of you with them. Yeah. And they were really cute. But then we went on the beach, but... Also, in my defense, they didn't offer the cheap sunglasses to us until, like, the last days, right? Yeah, when they were walking around. So, we didn't really know either.
Yeah.
but, yeah, she dropped $200, like, off the bat. I was like, damn. And we were supposed to save. But then she was like, it's her own birthday gift.
That's what I kept on saying. It's my birthday.
Yeah. And what else? Okay, so after that, we checked in. We went to our room. We went to the beach. We went to the pool. No, we not no, go we to the beach. I'm so sorry, guys. We went to the beach and then nothing else happened after. The food.
Oh my gosh. We had this. We went to the steakhouse. If you guys are going over there, you have to go to the steakhouse. It's so good and yummy.
Yeah.
It's like one of the best New York strip steaks I've ever had in my life. I've had maybe two New York strip steaks since then. Since the day I had that steak at mm-hmm. Palace Peninsula. And they both were not as good. Like, it's just the flavor, the seasonings. Something about that steak was phenomenal.
That girl was in love. Like, she eats, usually she eats slower than me, right? Honestly, that day I got some news, but I was like looking down at her and she was like, and then she was like, oh, like just making faces because I was on the phone. And then when I hang up, I start my meal. She's done, basically done with hers. And she's like, Angelica, you have to try it. It tastes so good. Oh my God. Oh my God. So then I try it and I got the ribeye.
Yeah,
I got the ribeye and the lobster tail. The lobster tail was phenomenal. The ribeye didn't like that much, but I personally think it was because it was like I let time pass, so it got a little cold. But then Chelsea was saying how her New York strip was still yummy, even though like it was the same time, like when she was finishing. So it was as cold as mine, or hers was so warm, right?
Yeah,
but I still think like Rio offers like five different, because it's all inclusive, so it offers like five different restaurants, like Japanese, Mediterranean,
Japanese, Italian, this Mexican place, this fusion restaurant,
and the steakhouse and the buffet. Oh my God, the steakhouse, delicious. Well, the lobster tail was really, oh my God. And then for lunch, they offer also the buffet, but the buffet from the steakhouse
was so good.
God,
the steak there. There was enough. We ate a lot of steak there. The steak there was so yummy.
That's all we did. Oh my God. And then we would drink a lot of beers.
Oh, the beer was so smooth.
It was so smooth. But honestly, I realized there that beer gets me bloated.
Beer
like,
does get bloated.
And you remember, I would make her touch my tummy and it would be hard. And I would have to lay down on my tummy for like 4 hours before dinner because I was bloated and I had so much gas and I had to release it. And then she would be like, Angelica, are you going to get up? And I would just be on my tummy. Like,
yeah.
It was bad. And it hurts.
But I don't know. What do you mean doing this right now? I don't know why the beer, like, usually beer makes me, like, I think beer is just, like, a bloating, like, what's it called, thing. But the gas thing, like, I didn't understand.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It really gets me gas. Like, it makes me bloated. And I think it doesn't get me gassy, which is what I don't like, because I just stay bloated.
Oh, and you wanted so to
then
release.
I wanted to release, and then for me trying to make a release, it's like hurts. I think I mentally make it hurt because I'm like, why aren't you coming out?
Yeah,
like this isn't normal. Yeah, so that was the first day, right?
That was the first day. Nothing really happened. I think the second day we got a massage.
Yeah. Oh, the first day what did happen was that this street vendor came. And he was, like, offering the tours and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, looking into tours because we saw one on the Expedia, which is the one that we ended up doing. And it was, like, $60 per person. And then he was offering it for, like, $120 per person. And I was, like, bro, what? Like, that's the total of what we're going to pay. Mm-hmm. Sorry, girl, again. And so then I was, like, like, is that the best you can do? Da, da, da. He was like, yeah. And then I wasn't going to pay it, right? Because, first of all, we're at the beach. And then, second of all, my parents always told me not to tell people that we're, like, alone. So I was like, I don't know. I'll let you know. Can I get your WhatsApp? And he was like, yeah, I'll get your WhatsApp. But, like, why aren't you wanting to get it? And I was like, because I have to check with, like, my parents. They're in the room. And then I want to see if they want to come. And then he was like, didn't you just say it was for two people? And then he just stormed off. And I was like, bro, what the? Like, first of all, you lost the sale. Because maybe I wasn't going to give it to him. No, because first of all, you're taxing and like you're lying. And then second of all, I'm like, why'd you get mad if I'm lying? Like, what if I wasn't lying? You know?
The way, if you just want to see, you said you don't know if they want to come, you want to ask
them. Oh yeah, because he was like, what do you mean, like, you said it's only two and there's only two of you right here. And I was like, yeah, but because we for sure want to do it, but I want to ask them if they want to do it. And I asked him for his WhatsApp, which was a nice thing to do. Another one would have been like, f off, sir. Which I should have said, but then he just stormed off. I told my dad that, and my dad was like, go f yourself. He got so mad, but for real, like, he was
so rude.
I didn't like him. Okay, anyway, now we could go to the second day.
Second day, I think we just once again chilled. Breakfast is also really yummy. I got beans. I love beans for breakfast. People think it's weird. I think that's one thing the British got right, and I could say it. Like, they got that right. Beans
Bloody hell.
Bloody hell. Beans for breakfast is so yummy, and I enjoyed it a lot.
She was getting beans every day. I think, but I then did get it every day. She, you did.
And I got gassy.
And, no, and she would be in the bathroom every day, too. And you know what kills me? Is that you always said after, you would be like, oh my God, I have to stop getting it because I keep pooping. And then she would get it every day because she was like, no, but like, it's my last day.
It was so yummy, bro. I'm sorry. I regret nothing.
Okay, tell them like your typical breakfast order over there.
So my typical breakfast order was beans, bacon, potatoes, and eggs.
Mm-hmm. And drink?
Oh, mimosa.
Mm-hmm.
Really yummy.
She would get the mimosa. One day you got something else.
A hot chocolate? Oh my gosh.
Oh yes. And she became obsessed with the hot chocolate.
I wanted to drink it all the time. It's so yummy. It's so...
I think she one day asked me if she could order it at the bar. Yeah. I think Loki, you said that to me.
It was really good, bro.
Yeah, no. I didn't try it just because I hate
them. No, you tried it.
Oh, I liked it. I liked it. Yes.
Yeah, but you said you wouldn't get it for yourself because you don't want
like,
it to...
Yeah, I don't like seeing... What is that called in English?
Curdle. Milk curdles.
Oh, God. That disgusts me, actually.
I like it. Like, I like when milk curdles, like, in hot chocolate. I like the texture.
Yeah. Maybe you'll like it. Do you think this is weird? Colombians put cheese in their hot chocolate.
I do think it's... I sent you a thing.
Oh, yeah.
A video on Instagram.
But I think if you... No, I haven't. Oh, I think he sent it, and I told you I don't do it, but my parents do it.
Yeah.
My parents love it, but maybe... I think you would like it if you like the curdle. Like, if you like that texture.
But not of cheese.
I get that.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I get that.
It's like milk.
Yeah, like? That's true. But like milk, like cheese, milk, they're like one in one, you know?
They are one in one.
Would you try it at least?
Yeah, I would try it, I guess.
Okay, I'm going to tell my parents to do it for you one day.
Oh, because I'm going to feel like I have to drink it all.
Oh, no. Okay, I'll tell them to give you a little one. Because yeah. I genuinely think you'll like it. It's just that I, like, personally, first of all, I don't even like cheese.
Yeah.
And I hate the curdles, so like, I would actually like pass out. Like, every time my parents do that, I think it's disgusting. And just curdle, ugh.
What cheese do they use?
I think it's mozzarella.
I'm sorry. I really don't think I would like this, but if you say I would really? Like it, you know me, so maybe I
will. I high-key think you will.
You tried it before?
No, hell never? No. No. I told you I hate curdle and I hate cheese.
No, but I thought maybe when you were young, before you figured out that you hated curdle and you hated cheese, you know?
No. I figured out I hated curdle at a younger age than cheese, because I used to love hot chocolate. But then one day, like, when I was like, what, 12, I was drinking it, and then I had to, like, I felt something. I was like, what is that? And then I pulled it out. It was like the
milk,
and I was like, and I gagged forever. And then little by little, I stopped drinking it. So now I only drink like Milo, which is like the Colombian Nesquik.
Yeah,
and I love that because it doesn't create it.
But you make it hot?
Mm-hmm. Okay. But I don't add milk.
Did you go with water?
Oh, wait, I do add milk.
Yeah, it's powder, no?
Yeah, but it doesn't make it for some reason. Honestly, I always also get it at Colombian restaurants, so they put the tap on, so I don't see it.
Oh, so you think seeing it
is it's what seeing makes it? Seeing it and tasting it, but when I get Milo, I never taste it. So that's why I think it never makes it. But then I never open it because I don't want to find out.
Just ruined her life.
No, for real. I'm like, but oh my God. What was your favorite Nesquik flavor?
Strawberry.
Oh my God, shut up. I think mine was, I love strawberry.
It's really yummy.
And I remember when I was little, like my nose used to always get hot and I would sweat from my nose from drinking.
Like, oh, from the strawberry?
No, from just drinking, like, on my little tetero, like, any hot beverage in there.
I was so confused for a second. I was like, what does she mean by this? I was like, she's turning into strawberry.
I thought you were like, I didn't know Nesquik had symptoms.
Bro,
I mean, side effects, sorry.
Vanessa, used to love the strawberry Nesquik, too. She literally was obsessed with it when she was, like, a little childer.
Mm-hmm.
When she's younger and little child,
little 2.5 child.
And one time my dad went to go pick it up for her at a 7-Eleven. I think I told you the story before. And he left his car on. But he was right in front of the 7-Eleven. He went inside to go pick it up and somebody stole his car.
You never told me this story.
Yeah, someone stole his car. They ended up finding it. That's the only time. Remember I told you he hates iPhones.
Uh-huh.
The only time he had ever had an iPhone was when they stole the car. And after that, he said...
And he thinks they tracked him?
No, he just said F iPhones. Like, He'll never wait,
what was the correlation?
I don't know what the correlation was for him. Maybe just trauma.
Yeah. Wait, I'm sorry. You said this story just like Miranda Cosgrove. Like, it was like the craziest story. And you were like, yeah, like, da-da-da. And then somebody saw his star. I was like, what?
Yeah. Oh my God. I felt so bad for him when he said this to Vanessa. So he was like, crazy. All I had to do was I had to go get Nesquik for Vanessa.
Did he get it though?
Yeah, he went. He had gotten it. He paid for it. He comes back.
Walking.
His car's gone.
But did he walk home?
I don't know how he got home.
At least he brought the Nesquik. Vanessa said, that's all I needed. Good day, sir.
For real. They ended up finding his car in like a ditch or something. The phone was gone. Yeah.
Oh, the phone was in there.
Yeah, the phone was in the car. So they stole his phone. And
still, he's crazy. Like, I mean, maybe he got some sense to it. Look, now he has an Android and they haven't stolen his car since, huh?
They haven't stolen his car since, exactly. And also, everyone was like, yo, dude, you're wrong. 7-Eleven is the last place you should have released your car unlocked. And I'm going to say that. The place, I get harassed. I want to say harassed. They're not harassing me.
Yeah.
It's homeless people. There's a lot of homeless people at 7-Eleven. And I'm not saying the homeless people are stealing the cars. I don't know where I'm going with this. I started talking and now I'm like afraid to stop. But like I'm just saying, 7-Eleven is dingy. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's not secure. If somebody's gonna run up inside a store, it's more likely going to be a 7-Eleven.
But you know what I think about that too? It's like, what are you doing with the? How do you plan to steal a car? Like, I feel like you can't really do that in today's day and age. Like, like there's cameras everywhere.
No, you'll be surprised. People don't care. And also, some people are just stupid. They don't really think about long-term effects. Yeah. They're just like, damn, shit, this thing's open. Might as well. They're basically asking for it. Maybe he was. Why he leave that car unlocked? He should have just turned the car off.
Well, honestly, I do that sometimes, but that's scary.
But you have the key. You could lock your car. That's what I do, too, sometimes. But I lock my car behind me.
Even if you leave it on?
Yeah, I leave it on and lock the car behind me. And also, it's a push to start.
That's true.
Can't get that far, but they don't have the key.
But oh, your dad left the key
in the car.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He doesn't have a push to start. He left the key in. The door unlocked was obviously.
Of course, and Vanessa was little, so the cars weren't that advanced. Like, it was. All right. Yeah, your dad was asking for it.
to leave the phone in there, too.
Yeah, that's
wild. But I feel bad because, like, I should have just stole the phone and went on his day. Why you gotta steal
like,
his whole
and
car?
He left the car in the ditch. Like, you didn't do anything
like,
with the car.
Really?
Unless maybe he was
he
running.
Crashed it. Like, the car got crashed.
But then he's stupid. Like, he did that for what?
He's probably on drugs.
I think maybe he was, like, running from the police and he was like, oh my.
Get into that car?
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, never mind. We're getting really.
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, guys. Back onto the topic.
Yeah.
Massage. We got an amazing massage on this.
The third day. We didn't even mention. This is the third day.
The third day? It was the second.
Oh, second day. Yeah. Sorry.
So we got a massage, right? It was like this place overlooking the beach. Ay, so beautiful.
Beautiful.
They wash your feet for you. I honestly never thought I would love somebody washing my feet so much, but you feel...
Yeah, she was like, when we left her, she was like, I loved when they washed my feet. It did feel cool. It felt like I was like a Roman empress.
It felt oddly powerful, yeah.
Yeah, like I felt so powerful. And the funny thing is that it was
like,
two men.
I was like, is this what Jesus felt? I think it's exactly what I
for
said.
For real. I think you did too. Yeah. And like, it was two men just like at her feet. I just felt like powerful.
It felt really powerful. They put like the water, they kind of
cup. They
like
grab
this.
Your foot. They're like, but it's also to not damage their massage beds, but for effort.
I didn't
thought
even
it was
know
like.
It was, but I still enjoyed
yeah,
it. You know
I
mean?
Was like, I'm enjoying this. And then.
They could have made you wash it yourself.
That's true. Or like, just put a little thing and like, go wash your feet, come back.
Come
yeah.
Back. But it was part of the experience, and I really liked
it. It's really nice. It was really nice. And if you guys go to Cancun, I would recommend them. They were really good.
Yeah.
And oh my God, they do like 5 different techniques in one.
Them too?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they did the aromatherapy.
Aromatherapy, yes. Oh. And oh my God, I never really had a massage with aromatherapy because I was like, what?
I always wanted to try it.
Yeah, and then we didn't even know that it came with it because we
yeah
the guy with that sold it to us was just like, oh, like this is a massage, it's $60 because the one on Rio was like
180.
$180. And we got two different massages for that one price. Less than one price. Mm-hmm. And we were like, okay, yeah, we'll go. And Chelsea made me laugh because she was like, oh my God, ask him what type of massage it is. But I was like, girl, because the girl in Real Peninsula was like, this massage is Lumi Lumi. And then I was like, okay, so then we got there and he surprised us. Like
hot stones. He whipped out the hot stones. I said, this is my life. This is my lifestyle. I love hot stone massages. That's all I get usually.
No, and the aromatherapy guys, like, so they're just like, breathe in. Breathe in. And it's like you're smelling peppermint. And then they put like peppermint on your head. And then you're, and like you breathe it in through your scalp. Mm. Did you understand that? Mm. Do you ever do that? I don't know.
I feel like you mean like your scalp felt fresh?
No, like I swear. Like, I know when my scalp is smelly. Like, I smell it. I smell my scalp. And then when it smells, like, when I just wash it, I smell it. Like, I feel like I have...
You and your mom are just very sensitive.
A smell here. And smells. So, like, when he put the peppermint here, I smelt... I swear, there has to... Like, a whale. I feel like I'm like a whale. Like, I smell my head. Like, I smell my head. Like, right now, I'm smelling it. It smells good.
I think it's...
Is that weird?
I don't know. I've never heard that before.
I swear, I always do that. I thought that was like a normal thing. That's why I was like, that's why he put it in my scalp, because he knew I smelled it. I don't know. Oh my God, also, I forgot to say, on the first day, a jellyfish stung my chest.
Oh yeah, you did say that.
Chelsea doesn't believe me. No, the second day, yeah.
Yeah, I don't believe her only because I... didn't see it there until after we left the massage.
That's true.
Yeah.
But then I wasn't... We didn't have a mirror. We didn't have a mirror. Like, before the massage.
That's true, but you were in a swimsuit.
Yeah. But, like, you didn't even notice it after until I was like, Chelsea, oh my God, what is this?
That's true,
I do. So I'm like, I don't know. But my mom thinks it was because I had, like, I'll insert a picture of it here, like, somewhere where you could see it. But I had, like, a red, like, little circle on my chest. Mm-hmm. And I did feel it noticeable after the massage. But honestly, maybe you're also right, because I think he put peppermint also, like, there. A dab here. And then that's the same place where this red dot came. Was like a red circle, but the skin also got like I don't know, it was like
the reason I didn't think it was a jellyfish bite because it didn't hurt and they hurt. It was a pretty decent size one. Like
my mom said that she doesn't think it stung me fully, but like it grazed me.
Did you go out far deep?
I don't remember if I did the second day. I don't think so. Or maybe I did a little. I went a little deeper because you didn't come in with me that day. Mm-hmm. So I went a little far. But I don't know. I didn't feel it. So maybe a jellyfish stung me. I'm not sure. But it could also have been like
a peppermint thing. I don't know how happy you were. Like, guys, a jellyfish stung me.
I was like, I'm a survivor. But yeah, the massage was really good.
It was really amazing. We left there feeling so relaxed. The aromatherapy definitely changed your lives. And after we finished with the massage, we went out and we did tequila tasting. And whenever we said tequila tasting, I always just assumed it was like, real
ugly nasty tequila.
But all the tequila tastings we did in Mexico, super yummy.
And he did say it's because over here they don't even use half of the percent of agave that they're supposed to. Mm-hmm. Like Jose Cuervo, Jose Tequila,
tequila names.
Yeah, the famous tequila brands, they don't use the agave like it's supposed to. That's why we always get hangovers. Mm-hmm. But the ones that they were promoting, they use 100% agave, and that's why they taste good and they don't give hangovers. And girl, they like I hate the taste of alcohol, but yeah, the coconut one,
so yummy.
Like I didn't
and the coffee one,
oh my god,
the coffee one was so good.
I didn't make a face.
Like it was so easy. Like you tasted alcohol, but it didn't taste disgusting.
Yeah, and
alcohol always does.
And he wasn't mean. I liked that. I was like, oh no.
He was my favorite guy. Yeah. He was my. We did like 3 tequila tastings. Mm-hmm. His tequila was also the best tequila that I tasted. It was so yummy. And I think he said, I actually believe him that he makes it.
Well, okay, he said like he makes it, but I think it was just a brand. Like I think he.
No, there's no way because the other tequilas. You said those were the brands. His was the artisan. He said they painted them himself.
That's...
He painted the bottles himself. He even showed... Remember he said, hey, I could also paint these bottles for you and
make engrave them, yeah, engrave yeah.
them in for you.
But I think it was at the ATV where he said, we paint them. It's all handmade. And then the TVs were...
Am I, what they call
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Because the TVs were showing. But no, maybe you're right.
I believe him. I just really love
like,
that
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, this girl cool believes guy. Him. But he was a cool guy because we said no. And he was like, okay, like, yeah, no worries, ladies. Like, if you guys come back, like, just yeah. let me know.
And I actually wanted to buy from him because I really enjoyed the tequila. It was so yummy.
And being engraved would have been cool. It would
have been really cool. And I just also thought he was a chill, nice guy.
And, like, that's how people have to be. Like, if you're so pushy of a salesperson, you won't yeah. want to go back to him. You'll want to go back to the guy that didn't push you,
yeah,
but still chill. Gave you the information.
Yeah.
You know?
So, I don't remember his name or anything, but me if neither. You do, or go to Palace, Rio Palace Peninsula... You go all the way back.
Uh-huh.
You scared me, bro.
No, it's okay. Sorry.
You go all the way to where the ferry is. Like, that's where there's a second massage place.
And yeah.
Right out there, like, on the ferry, while you're walking to the ferries, that's when you'll see him.
I don't think I recorded when we were there, but you guys will know what we mean yeah, we by the second there. Massage place if you go there. But that was the second day. Did we do anything else that day?
No. Was that the white party? The white party was the day we went to Steakhouse, which was the first day.
Oh, yeah. The first day, we also went to, like, this white party. The
Rio party, yeah.
The Rio party was offering.
Oh, so that's yeah. when I started talking about Legion.
Oh, my God. That was so funny.
You could have honestly thought I got super drunk or something, or I haven't slept in days, even though I slept pretty good the night before.
Yeah.
Like, I went into that bed after we literally came back from the non-existent pink party.
Yeah.
I think we stopped to get cake.
Oh, we got cake and tea.
Yeah,
cake and tea. I'll insert the pictures.
And we go upstairs. Angelica is like starts to get ready for bed. She's like, girl, get off, you know you're gonna fall asleep or whatever.
Yeah.
And I was just so tired. I think I already put my pajamas on.
Yeah.
And then I just started talking to her. I don't remember anything. I just remember just suddenly saying,
she was like talking, and I'm like washing my face, and I'm like, what are you saying? And then she was like, no, girl, I can't believe Legion did that. Damn, like, there's no way he did that to her. He's crazy for real. Da, da, da. And then I stopped responding to her because I'm like, obviously, this girl's like in Looney Tunes.
She's like, what are you saying? Yeah.
And then she like woke up and she was like, what? And I'm like, girl, you've been talking about Legion. You're like, oh my God, girl, no way. Like, I literally was sleeping. Then she falls asleep like again and she's like, nah, but Legion, bro. And I'm like, what? And that's when I literally stopped responding to her. Nah, but Legion really killed me. Like, nah, but Legion, bro.
Bro.
That was killing me.
That was so funny. Because I asked her, I was like, bro, was I talking to you just now?
Yeah.
Because I literally fell asleep and I woke up and I was like, was I talking to you, Angelica? You're like, yeah. She was like, oh, yeah, you were talking about Legion, blah, 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 blah. Then I fell asleep again and that's when I was like,
nah, but Legion, bro. I was dead.
That was so funny.
And we also, so the second day, mm-hmm. we bought the tickets on Expedia to go to the to the excursion, which is also why we were like, oh, let's just go to sleep because tomorrow we have to wake up early, because the excursion was for 8 a.m but then they switched it to 9 a.m so either way we had to wake up a little early. Mm-hmm. And we bought breakfast. The excursion to eat breakfast, of course. Her beans. Oh, by the way, my breakfast meal was always like chips, guac, and steak.
And sometimes beans.
Yeah.
Beans, though. She liked the parade beans.
Yeah, like the pre-fried beans. Yeah. And then I would get tea because I was like getting a little sick also. Yeah, like sick. Since the first day, like the night before going, I felt a scratchy on my throat and I was like, oh my God, of course.
We also bought vitamin C.
Yeah, bro. And then that $200 place where she got the Ray-Bans was like the convenience store of the hotel. Everything was expensive there. Yeah. Bro, makeup wipes, $16.
First, what, 15, right?
For no, not even 10, I think. 10? Yeah. No, and so she sick. And she was like, oh yeah, 6, I'll buy it. And then I was like, girl, 16. And she was like, nah, I'm good. Like, and who could blame her? The vitamin C, $22 for 20 packets? No, 10.
Was only 10 in there?
I think 10.
It was like a big pack. I thought it was a bunch.
No, I think it was... Yeah, it was 10.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was like, okay, at least it lasts me and I'll have 5 remaining. Yeah. It was 10 packets for $22. So imagine that. Anyway, I bought all that. I kept drinking tea, and I thankfully didn't get sick. Yeah. But so yeah, we got the ATV tour, the zip line, and the cenote tour. Chelsea calls it coyotes.
I didn't even tell that.
Before we went to Cancun and we were like planning everything, she was like, oh my god, we have to go on the tour to like, you know, the coyotes. And I was like, coyotes? I was like, what is that? And then she was like, what? And then I was like, what are you talking about, Chelsea? Like, her face was just like shock, right? And then she was like, no, nothing. Nothing. And I was like, coyotes? And then I started laughing, and I was like, do you mean cenotes? And then she was like, no, Angelica, there's coyotes. Like, what do you mean? Like, you don't know? But she was getting defensive, right? And I was like, girl, my parents went to Cancun, and everybody that goes to Cancun, I never heard nobody talk about coyotes. Like, what do they do over there?
Are you talking about the coyotes that bring the people across the border?
Oh yeah, I said that. I was like,
is that what you want to do? Is that how you want to get back home? No flight, no returning ticket.
That was funny, bro. That was funny because I was like, please, Chelsea, please explain. Like, what coyotes are you talking about? And then she finally like gave up and she was like, I meant cenotes. And like,
oh, I'm recording. Hi guys, we are now in the cenote.
So I have a couple things about that day that I want to say. First off, do you have anything like in the beginning of it?
I mean, I had fun. I didn't want to do ziplining because I've been ziplining before. It's not my favorite thing. I don't really like heights for me to do it a second time. Do you feel me?
Yeah.
And it's not like
she did it first time in Jamaica.
Yeah, I did it first time in Jamaica. And we're not even looking for the ziplining. We were only looking for the cenotes and
coyotes
and the ATV riding. So, bro, the ATV riding was also really fun.
Bro, that was so fun. But what's it called? Yeah, they don't sell only ATV and cenote. Zipline came with it, and I'm like, F it. Like, I did it alone, but like, Chelsea waited for me for like 20 minutes for little cute soap. But then I did it, and I even went upside down, and I'm low key mad I didn't buy that picture.
Yeah, like, you
like
that?
I didn't like it, but just to show people that I did do it upside down. Yeah. It's hard to explain what I did, but my feet were up, like where my hands are supposed to be.
They put her, and then he tied her feet like this. I remember seeing the video of him doing it.
He put my feet like that, and then my head was on the ground, and I let go, and I was like, and then I got back up. But
I probably would have threw up, not gonna lie. Like, I wouldn't have been able to do that. I'm really happy I didn't go.
No, but you don't have to. You could have done it normally. The little girl that was with me, well, not with me, next to me, she was like, I'm not doing it. And then he was like, do it. She was like, so she didn't do it. But I was like, F it, I came here for this. So yeah, so in the to get there, we had to like go with other people, and we went. There's like this family with their little girl, then there's like this like sisters, one older, one little.
Oh, about those girls.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah. Yeah, and then this one random girl, not us though.
No, for real.
And then two random girls, and then there was like this beautiful girl, right? She looks really young. She was like, what, 18?
She was like Angelica.
She's a child. Because, okay, first of all, she walks in, right? And then she walks in with another boy and a older girl. And then I see like them like sitting together, and then the girl sitting on top of the guy, the beautiful girl sitting on top of the guy, like kissing him, da da da. And then the older woman next to them. So it's like the older woman and then the girl sitting on top of the guy next to the older woman. Mm-hmm. And they're like a family, and I'm like, yo, Chelsea, like, what the hell, is that her mom or his mom? Like, no way, they're so cool that like this girl's like fully making out with this kid, and like it's nothing. And then Chelsea's like minutes pass by, and Chelsea's like, Angelica, she's a child. Like, that girl's a child. I made eye contact with her. There's no way.
We kept making weird eye contact.
Yeah, no, and she would stick with it. Like, when I would make eye contact with her, she'd like And then I would feel like, oh my god. But then
she's very powerful.
No, for real. And she was definitely younger than us, right? There's no way she was older. Yeah. So genuinely, Chelsea was like, that girl's like can't be older than 12. And then I was like I was like, Chelsea, she had tattoos everywhere. Cute tattoos. She has tattoos everywhere. She's vaping. Well, she wasn't vaping yet, but I was like, that girl is older. Like, there's no way. It's I think genuinely she's like 18.
I think like 19.
Yeah, 20. Yeah, 19, 20. And then her boyfriend was there, and we came to find out it was her mom. Mm-hmm. But guys, when I tell you that mom was so chill, like, there's no way I'm a mom and I'm letting my daughter sit on her boyfriend's lap next to me, like, making out.
She was chill until later. We'll let you know what happened.
Yeah, and then, oh my god, and then so what's it called, Chelsea didn't go ziplining with me, but when we were putting our harnesses on, so you know when you put your harness on, like, on your crotch area. Do girls have crotches, or is that just a guy thing?
I think yes, they have crotches.
Okay, so like the crotch area gets like tight, I guess, more for guys because you know they have things down there. So the girl's boyfriend had like shorts on, and I guess his thingy was more visible, but obviously I wasn't looking. But since I had a thing, like a fascination with, like, there's no way this little girl does like crazy things more than me, and I'm like 5 years old, 4 years old, 3 years older. Oh my god, can I do math? I'm 3 years older than her. And I was just like, bro. So I just kept looking at her just like subconsciously, because I was like, bro, like, she's crazy. And then when I look over at her, I see her grab the boyfriend's thingy, and I'm like, hey, yo. And I'm like, okay, at least she didn't do that in front of her mom, because that would have been crazy, right? So I was like, at least she has some decency to do it while her mom was looking away. Then the craziest thing happens. She taps her mom on the shoulder. Her mom turns around. She's like, mom, look, grabs the boyfriend's thingy again, and they laugh.
Her mom is so crazy.
And the mom's like, ha, 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 points and does it. Well, I thought she was going to do it.
I'm not even going to lie. I think they...
They're in trouble?
They might be swinging.
Maybe.
Because at first, when they first walked into the thing, I thought they were together. The girl, that's because I thought that was her daughter. The girl went and sat in the corner, and the boy sat next to the mom, and they were what's it called, chatting, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I think he had the arm around like this or something. I didn't know. I really thought that girl was a child. I thought that was,
yeah, she did.
And I also didn't think the mom was that old. I was like, that's not a. I was so. I was like, Angelica, that's not her mom. That's like her sister.
Yeah, and I was like, bro, that's her mom, because I did see that she was older. Like, obviously, she wasn't like ugly older. She's just an older woman. Mm-hmm. But I honestly, now I'm thinking, if she actually grabbed it, I don't remember. I think she just pointed at it, but she might have.
But you told me like right after it happened.
And I said she grabbed it.
Yeah. Right after.
Damn, you see? So she grabbed it, yeah. And they were just laughing. And I was like, bro, they're weird. Like this isn't even a chill mom. Oh, and then the girl was vaping the whole time. And I'm like, bro, that's crazy. I will admit something, though. The guy's tattoos, I loved. Yeah, you said he was. His tattoos were so cool, guys. Like in the back, he had wings, right? Wings and, like, it, like, if he was Jesus, but then his neck was, like, the head of the tattoo. It was, like, really cool. And then he had like one of a heart. I don't know, it's just like really cool tattoos. And then I'm like, in another world, I would have been that type of girl to have like really cool bunch of tattoos. Mm-hmm. But I'm not that girl right now, like, not in this world. But I think it's really cool to have them.
Yeah
But oh, and then more about that girl, I guess after we finished ziplining. Oh no, when we were ziplining, I'm telling you guys, that girl was beautiful. Like, she was ziplining, her hair was just in the wind. She's coming down the zipline. I look at her and I'm like, wow. I'm like, my pictures of me ziplining were like, and then hers were like a princess. I was like, damn. No, she was really pretty.
Accidentally.
The picture?
Yeah. She really was very
graceful. No, I think she could be a model. And she, for those wondering, she's Brazilian. Her mom's Brazilian. I don't know what her dad is. Her mom's Brazilian, but they live in Canada.
Yeah.
And that's also something we were debating in the car.
That's German. No.
Yeah. Because I was like, they're speaking French. And then Chelsea was like, no, they're not speaking French, Jelica. That's a weird accent. I'm like, yeah, maybe you're right. That is a weird accent. Mm-hmm. But then, like, yeah, they were speaking French and Portuguese. Yeah. Like, they were coming in and out of it.
Yeah.
But, oh, yeah. So then after we finished ziplining, Chelsea and me like get ready for ATV. Mm-hmm. And this is another story I had to tell. So Chelsea had her hair in like Princess Layla buns, and she had braids, right? Yeah.
No, passion twist.
Passion twist. She had passion twists, and they were big buns. And she's like, Angelica, do you think I have to take my buns out to put the helmet on? And I'm looking at her, and I'm like, yes, Chelsea, you have to take the buns out. She's like, oh, I don't know. I'm going to wait until they say something. I think maybe. And I'm like, bro, the helmet's like, it's like for a head, right? And this girl has two like Mickey Mouse ears. And I'm like, okay, I don't know what you think is going to happen, like what they're going to do. And then she like literally waits. And then the guy's like, and she's like, oh, I had to take it off, don't I? He's like, yeah, I'm sorry. It's a nice hairstyle. Then she takes it off. And I just look at her and I'm like, I didn't know what she expected, truly, with that.
I don't know what I expected either.
Yeah, like, and she literally, like, last minute. So then we finally go on to the ATVs. And this is where the beautiful girl messed up. Well, I think she messed up.
I honestly think she's suffering for it.
Still, right?
Still, maybe. Yeah. Because they last a little while.
Yeah. And she went on in a bikini.
The thinnest granted. Bikini. She looked, honestly, we granted. Saw her when she took her shirt off and her skirt off. We were in the change room together. Honestly, it was, like, really, it was giving Baywatch. It was giving slow
everything
motion.
It had to give.
Her hair freaking blew in the wind. Her stomach, she had abs.
Flat.
And a belly button piercing. Mm-hmm. It caught in the sun. Oh, my God.
And her beautiful, like, the beautiful girl, honestly.
She's so beautiful.
But the bikini was tiny.
Very tiny, yeah.
And I'm like, you're going to ride a motorcycle.
And not only that, it's so... I always told Angelica, I was like, I don't think my hoo-ha should be so close to the earth.
Yeah.
I just really don't think it should be so close to the earth. And for you to sit with that thin bikini on something that a bunch of boys just got off. Sweaty
men. Boys.
And you know they don't really wipe that thing down so good for you to put your... And you know sometimes your bikini, they could just a little slide over. And doing all that jumping, you think it didn't slide over?
No, and we
her
were...
Her bare hoo-ha was on.
her bare cooter, like, oh my God. And then we were wearing shorts. I was wearing a little romper, and Chelsea was wearing shorts and a crop top. Mm-hmm. And we were hurting. Like, after we were on there for a while, because our feet are open, like, obviously, to get on the ATV. And it was hurting, like, me estaba quemando, like, it was, like, burning. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my God. And we would have to open our legs more so the leather wouldn't get stuck because it was hurting. And we were, like, the whole time, we were like, bro, imagine that girl. And then the point where we were on the rocks, oh my God. That one hurt. I was about to cry. Like, that one was hurting. That one hurt a lot, guys. Like, I would recommend, like, wear long pants to do that for the ATV.
But also, she has no fear because then she rode a horse after with on that same bikini. Like,
and we were like, bro, she probably looked super good doing that, but
she looked
at what
amazing.
Cost?
We saw her riding, and she was like, wow, her boyfriend is so unlucky because he's in front of her.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
Like, he's not seeing her right now.
Oh, yeah. Wait, but that was the ATV?
That was the ATV.
Yes, because she was in front of us, and he was in front of her.
He was in front of her.
And I was like, bro, we're lucky because he wasn't being able to see what we were seeing, and I was like, damn. But, we were the last ones, like, on the ATV line, and I was the one riding, and then the plan was to switch with Chelsea. And then, so the guy's, like, explaining how to do it. He's like, this is how you stop. This is how you go. And I'm like, okay. And so I go with Chelsea and grabbing me in the back. And I go straight into a tree. Like, that's where I go. And I was like, bro, this is so embarrassing. Because the first thing I do, like, that's the first thing we did.
Yeah,
go
into the tree.
To go into the tree. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm sorry, sorry. He was like, no, no worries. Like, girls, like, it's okay. And then he pushed us out and for me to keep driving, and I just kept like driving into places because the maneuver, I guess, was like really hard to do, and I was like, oh my God, this is embarrassing. And then I, like, not even maybe 2 minutes later, also did it again or got stuck somewhere, and then they had to push me out, and I was like, bro, like, honestly, Chelsea, we could switch now. And Chelsea was like, nah, girl, I saw everything I had to see, like, I'm not driving, like, you got this. And I was like, oh my God. And then she finally had the, like, bright idea that I didn't have, which was like, Angelica, why don't you go slow while you get the hang of it, and then we could like speed it up. And I was like, okay. So we like I finally got the maneuver down, but then I was like embarrassed because like the people kept like waiting for us. And so like I was speeding up. And then, oh my God, you know what the funniest thing I think was? When I was like, hold on, girl. When I finally got the hang of it, I was like, hold on, girl. And I was like,
oh my God, it was so funny. Bro, one time we're going over this little thing. I said, don't get too ahead of yourself. Yeah.
But I did, and then all I would hear like when I actually started going fast was Chelsea being like, okay girl, okay. And then slowly but surely she started touching my tummy. Like that's when I told her to hold on, I meant like somewhere cool, you know, my shoulders. She hold on to my fupa or whatever they call it, and I was like
I tried to hold on to her waist, but whenever I got scared, I just went to her tummy. Just
like it would be my tummy, and she would be like, grab, and I'll be like, oh my God, it was so funny. God,
it was really funny. It was really fun. But honestly, maybe next time I'll drive. But I was like, nah, Angelica already got the hang of it. Yeah. I didn't feel like we should have a second round of me going into trees.
Yeah, because we were already gonna be like the last ones again. Yeah, and the people already were looking at us like,
I was like, damn, do you guys all know how to ride?
Yeah, no, that was crazy. They knew how to ride
like immediately. I'm like, y'all done this before? Is the class we missed? Like, I was so
confused. But I hope you guys like.
Please don't forget to.
Oh, sorry. Go. Sorry.
Please don't forget to like,
comment,
subscribe, and we'll see you next time on
Two Random Girls. Bye.